on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King in Orlando, Homeland Security.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. Homeland Security officials say the expected migrant surge hasn't started yet, but thousands of people are still crossing the border every day and fanning out across the country trying to make new starts. KCNC-TV's Jasmine Arenas has one family story from Denver.
For the first time in 6 months, Sabrina and Carlos have a bed to sleep on and a place to cook Venezuelan meals. The couple and their unborn child traveled through 7 countries, faced dangerous situations, and spent time in Mexico before arriving to the U.S. in March. They got to Denver in early April on a bus ticket from El Paso and spent 20 days in a city shelter.
We got the notice from the city that we only had a few days left in the shelter, and that is when we got help.
It's been a big night on the Gaza Strip. Celebration after word of an Egyptian brokered ceasefire deal between Palestinians and Israelis. It's supposed to last 5 days. Some truces have lasted as long as a year. It's been a week since the outlet mall shooting that killed 8 people and left 7 wounded in Allen, Texas. And after several mass shootings in the state this past year, not much has changed politically. Here's KTVT's Alexis Wainwright.
There is passion surrounding this issue on both sides of the aisle. The political landscape in Texas controlled by conservative Republicans has rejected gun control measures in recent years. Yesterday, a bill to raise the age limit for someone to buy an AR-style firearm from 18 to 21 failed to advance to the full House for debate.
For now, there is no new abortion restriction in North Carolina. Democratic Governor Roy Cooper has vetoed a Republican-backed ban on most abortions after 12 weeks of pregnancy.
This bill will create dangerous interference with the doctor-patient relationship, leading to harm for pregnant women and their families.
North Carolina lawmakers will get a chance to vote on overriding the governor's veto. Its first win was with ABBA and Waterloo in 1974. Now Sweden has won the coveted Eurovision music competition for the 6th time.
Sweden is one of Eurovision's most decorated nations. And the country has won the contest again with this power ballad. The song is called Tattoo, and it's by Swedish singer Loreen. She beat acts from 25 other countries to take the continent's pop crown at the competition in Liverpool. And it's not her first time. She also won Eurovision in 2012. Matt Piper, CBS News.
This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network. CivicMedia.us.
Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Joey from Bad Year joins us.
Someone drank my sweat last night.
Oh.
Let's just say that.
Well, was it like in a glass or was it like...
Great wrung out of my tidy white, actually. But I...
Wow.
I don't know what this guy was on.
I love Bad Year, but I'm not going to be drinking anybody's sweat.
Me either.
Yeah, but you were happy to give it, right?
I'm like, sure, dude, knock yourself out.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You found Wisconsin local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are Local Music with Queen of Dreams. That is The Blank Page. In the Nightmare's Wake before that. Queen of Dreams is playing Maybash Memorial Day weekend on Friday at about 4:30. Good evening, everybody. I'm Jimmy Kay, walking the Max Inc. Heavy on the Civic Media Radio Network. Original local hard rock, punk, and metal from around the state of Wisconsin until midnight. Tonight, we're doing a special Maybash tribute. Maybash happening Memorial Day weekend in Ryo, Wisconsin. Later tonight, Larry Dez and Ben Frost, the sound engineer, will join us after 10:30 tonight. Talk about it. Of course, Larry and Dez from Rictus Grin, and they're the organizers of Maybash. We'll give you all the details, everything you need to know about Maybash. You'll hear it tonight. Plus, we got music on the way from bands in this year's lineup, and I have a couple of flashbacks from Maybash yesteryear. This hour, St. Tragedy, the Earthlings, will do some Whitebush Unicorn. Right now, it's Utoma. They're up in Crandon, Wisconsin tonight, playing at the Pack 'Em Inn. They're playing Maybash as well. Here is Utoma and their song, The Traveler. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Yeah.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Heavy with Saint Tragedy, who are playing Friday evening at Maybash at about 6:45. How you doing, everybody? Maybash happening Memorial Day weekend in Ryle, Wisconsin. We're going to talk with Larry and Dez and Jace, or Ben Frost, in just a couple of minutes. Right now, let's flash back to Maybash 2019 with White Bush Unicorn on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
My house is on fire. fire and my sink won't stop leaking. My lady left town to work at a Burger King. My kids call me Larry and they hate my jokes. When I make eggs over easy, I always break the yolks. My daddy just died and he left me no money. I haven't gotten laid since Pablo, honey. I can't fall asleep and I can't wake up. Baked beans for breakfast and a broken down truck. But that's okay, we're all just hydrogen and helium and lithium. It's a cosmological chewing. We're not all smart, but we ain't all dumb. We just went to the moon and bombed the sun. Hydrogen and helium and lithium. Bits of cosmological chewing gum. We're not all smart, but we ain't all dumb. We just went to the moon and bombed the sun. My nose is plugged up and I just cut my nails. My second blind date of the week just failed. My filthy love collapsed, I have eczema. Nice to meet you all, it's been real good to see ya. The stickers in the vending machine said no. I'll be wanting chocolate for another 24. The teachers in the classroom stole my trust. And now I'm in a dumpster smoking angel dust. But that's okay, we're all just hydrogen and helium and lithium. Bits of cosmological chewing gum. We're not all smart, but we ain't all dumb. We just went to room.
That's the band closing out Friday night at Maybash 2023, The Earthlings and Sticky Heart. We're going to talk all things Maybash with Des, Larry, and Ben in just a couple of minutes. Stick around for that. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. For glass, gifts, and vape, visit igniteglassandgifts.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com. And by White Curt Realtors Lake Point. Let us open the door to your future home. Stop into our office on Atwood Avenue or find more information at whitekurt-lakepoint.com.
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
CBS News Brief. No significant uptick in migrants at the U.S. border in these first days since the pandemic-era policy known as Title 42 expired. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
A senior U.S. official telling CBS News some 6,300 migrants arrived Friday, a significant drop-off from the more than 10,000 daily migrant arrivals earlier this week.
Angered by the recent surge in mass shootings, Mothers Demand Action are voicing outrage over the lack of congressional action. Maria Rodriguez ducked for cover just last week when a gunman opened fire at an outlet mall in Allen, Texas.
I was scared for my life, for other people's lives, and I never wanted anybody to become victim to this.
President Biden trying to relay a message of optimism to graduates at Howard University, urging them to reject political extremists.
You will determine America's future.
Sweden comes up big at Eurovision. Singer Loreen wins the song with that one, Tattoo. CBS News Brief, I'm Matt.
Olivia, from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. Your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops. My dad wasn't around, and I remember riding a bike and falling off and cutting myself, and me never just wanting to get back on it. People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike, and you didn't. I didn't teach them. I just created an environment where they taught themselves, and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
If you're grilling this weekend, be sure to have plenty of artisan hearth buns and rolls on hand. Fancy equipment and secret sauces are great, but once you've mastered the basics, it's all about the bun. Your perfectly grilled burgers and hot dogs deserve the best, and with several varieties to choose from, including Wisconsin brat buns, gourmet brioche, French, and onion rolls, the bakers of Artisan Hearth have the buns and rolls your family will love. Artisan Hearth, locally baked, delivered fresh daily.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome back to Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network, everybody. I'm Jimmy K. We got Essential Last Crack coming up at 11 o'clock today. Two songs from the mighty Last Crack. And Max Inc. Radio podcast page, you can find that right now at civicmedia.us. You know, with a population of just over 1,100, Ryo, Wisconsin is a small farming community in southern Columbia County. You wouldn't think it would be a yearly destination for a music festival. But yet, more than 30 years later, on Memorial Day weekend, the Back 40 comes alive for Maybash. This year is no different. 3 days of great music, camping, and big fun. On the phone with us to tell us about it, and they are the organizers of Maybash, the finest townie metal band, Rictus Grin. We got Larry. Des couldn't make it. Tyler's here, too. And the Maybash sound engineer, Ben Frost. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciate you taking the time. Larry, we're going to start with you and talk about some Rictus Grin. It's been 25 years since you and Des started Rictus Grin. That's pretty amazing. What's keeping you guys together for that long? And explain townie metal.
Townie metal was a coined phrase from one of our past band members. And what he was mad at one of our guests who came along to a show, he brought some girl he found onto the tour bus, and my drummer runs up to him and yells, "Get that townie off this bus!" And the coining the phrase townie was born, and the metal that we play is for the local townies when we travel. So yeah, there's your townie metal.
That's awesome. Where are you all? Are you in Bryo? It's proper, or you live in Portage?
Me and Tyler, we live in, and Des, of course, we all live in Fond du Lac.
In Fond du Lac. Okay. All right. That's your home base there. Tyler, you've been with Rictus Grin for the past 12 years, I believe. Obviously, you have a bit of chemistry together with Des and Larry. Tell us about the process you guys have with songwriting. And when a new song is being constructed, you go to them with some drum beats, or they come to you with some guitar or bass licks?
Usually, Larry just demands us, and we come up with stuff.
So Larry's God in this case, right?
Play this, guys.
You'd like to believe he is. Yes. we just put our parts to a lot of times what Larry writes. That's a lot of the ways it tends to go.
Yeah,
and then we play some of the old stuff too. So I had to, rewrite some of the drum parts because I can't really play metal. So I kind of had to take rock beats to the metal, if that makes sense.
What is your background? What is your background in drumming, Tyler?
I started as a kid. I was about nine. My dad got me into it. And just always kind of high school on, I just played with various bands and different musicians throughout the years, and kind of in and out of different kinds of genres, not just metal, but you know, a lot of jam band stuff and kind of actually more slower styles of music. And then, you know, with Rictus, it was became more heavier styles of music.
We pulled him to the dark side.
Well, Larry Tyler just said he's not really a metal drummer, but here he is in your metal band. At the audition, what was it about Tyler who said, yeah, this is the guy for us?
Well, Rictus Dream is an equal opportunity employer. Well, you ever listen to Helmet? The band Helmet doesn't wail away with double bass. They have a funky rock groove. And when Des writes a bass lick for a song, or I write a guitar lick for a song, we have a lot of that. Des and Tyler will do a lot of the groovy funk rhythm, and then I just dump a bunch of heavy guitar and evil vocals to it, and it all works out pretty good. So it's heavy metal with a groove.
Heavy metal with a groove. We like that. We're talking about Maybash. We'll talk about the actual Maybash event here in just a couple of minutes. We're talking about Rictus Grin right now with Larry and Tyler. Ben's on the phone too. Larry, the latest Rictus Grin album is a couple years old now. Any plans for a new record coming down the pike for Rictus Grin? And other than Maybash, any big shows on the calendar for Rictus Grin?
So for music, we're continuing to write new music, set date in stone, like when we're going back to the studio. We hope to go back to the studio next year, with some new music, just to keep it up and keep it different and changing. But yeah, we have a few shows in the horizon. We're playing a lot of shows out of the Wroclaw, Soundgarden. We're playing, Heathen Fest, and we're playing, actually we have a couple of shows down in, is Farmageddon? Yeah. Farmageddon. Even festivals. Those are the bigger festivals in Kaukauna. Mm-hmm. We're playing the Creatures of the Night charity event. That's going to be in Fond du Lac in June. That's a event that it's a charitable event for animals. And then this weekend we're playing a couple of shows. One in Appleton at Cold Shot, and Friday we're playing our hometown. Here we're playing at Somewhere's, one of the last shows they're going to have before they close down.
Oh, that's too bad they're closing down. I heard about that. I've heard that's a popular place up there among the locals.
Yeah, we like it. The guy's awesome. Just lets us do it. Tom's a shit. He's really good.
Of course, you can find more information about Rictus Grin at rictusgrin.com. There's music, dates, and most importantly, the wonderful merch that you all have. Congratulations on 25 years, Larry.
No, thanks. Appreciate it.
Let's talk about Maybash now. Memorial Day weekend. It's in Ryle, Wisconsin. Happy birthday to John. Because after all, that's kind of how Maybash started. It was John's birthday, right?
Yeah, it was John, and I think Fuzzy's birthday
Fuzzy
too, or something.
Yeah.
They kind of combined the birthdays and had a party, and they kept doing it and had some bands out, and Maybash evolved. Maybash was born.
Larry, when you hear Maybash, when you hear the crowd screaming Maybash at Oh Dark 30 in the morning from a cocaine hangover, what goes through your mind?
Well, Maybash. Maybash!
It is a kind of a special feeling, isn't it? I mean, it Maybash is one of those events that you look forward to year after year because you know it's going to be a weekend of great music, a weekend of seeing good friends and camping.
Absolutely. Maybash always seems to start the year. It's like the spring. It's like all right, finally it's nice enough and warm enough out to be outside and go camping. And the summer's on, man. That's how I always think of Maybash.
What is the history of Maybash? I mean, it's been happening for more than 30 years now. Talk about, just kind of give us a brief history, Larry, how you got involved with Maybash to where you are right now.
I think, I don't know when it was, sometime in the early 2000s, we were asked to, hey man, you guys got sound? We're like, yeah, you guys want to come out and do a show? And so next thing you know, we drive our bus, you know, full of our townies out to a field in the middle of the night. We buy a stage that made of cement blocks with a blue tarp over it. And, yeah, we did sound there, and we just started getting to know the people that come out there and all the fun that's out there. And we just kept, we never not went back. It's just awesome out there.
Tyler, what is your most fond Maybash experience and how did you survive it?
Oh boy, that's a bad one. Man, that's a good question.
Maybe finding Elliot in the tree.
Yeah, that would definitely be one of them. Finding our buddy Elliot in the tree.
I love it when you find your friends in the trees, especially at Maybash.
Yeah, they just pop out of the bush.
There they are.
Wait a minute. Popped out of the bush. I'm writing that down right now. Okay. Hey, Ben, what about you, Ben? Everybody knows that one of the most important parts of a music festival, be it indoors or outdoors, it's the sound. And you're coming on this year as the sound engineer at Maybash. Tell us how you got involved and how Maybash reached out and touched you.
Yeah, Maybash is... So I've been around sound since about 96, and I took a hiatus from sound. I came back in and I reached out to Tyler and said, hey, I want to run sound at Maybash. And Larry didn't know me at the time, so I bugged him and finally got to meet up with Larry. And he's like, why am I going to let you run sound at Maybash? So we did some tryouts in town for some smaller gigs. And I passed, not with flying colors that night, but we passed. And then we got to run Maybash last year and Hellbash. And for me, the event of just being able to get that many bands on, off, and make them all sound wonderful out of the gates is kind of what I really love being able to do. And the music out there is amazing. It's just amazing.
It really is. And you get to hear so much variety. You're going to hear a band that you've never seen or heard before. And that's the fun part about Maybash, because you get to discover new music out there. It's super cool. Larry, let's talk about the lineup. Maybash 2023 is happening Memorial Day weekend. The lineup this year is sick. Typically, Maybash features Wisconsin bands, but this year you're bringing in bands from around the Midwest. It's a really great lineup. Too many bands to list them all, Larry. Tell us two or three bands that you're really stoked about seeing this year at Maybash.
Well, I'm stoked about seeing all the bands at Maybash.
That's the safe answer. Now be honest, okay?
Well, that Rick just grin band, I don't know. I think just some of the newer bands will be fun to see. You've of course got your old favorites. You got the Earthlings and Rat Tail and Jay Beetle, Queen of Dreams. Those are some of the
figures.
You got Beaster.
Order the Jackal.
You got the favorites coming back. But this year we got some new stuff. A band, Psychobilly Death Clowns wanted to play this year, and we actually went and checked them out. Don and James, and they were awesome. They're just cool guys and fun, and then I think Dog's Blood, this is gonna be their first crack at Maybash, and that's bands that have members who used to play Maybash, but then they turned it into new bands. I always call it the hits bands, when you got the culmination of members from old bands of the past, and they remake a band, So Dog's Blood is one of those. And then Ants and Obvious, they're a new band, they're out of Milwaukee, and people are gonna dig her and her band and stuff. So yeah, I mean, we try to mix it up, and we've had the fortune of bands liking Maybash so much, and I gotta say thank you to Ben, because his sound is kick ass, and people want to come out to a show where it's crappy sound and just a joke moving bands around. We treat it very professionally, and Ben crushes the sound, and I don't hear anything but good stuff from anybody who's been at Maybash with Ben doing sound. So bands want to play Maybash terribly bad.
And, other than when we did Clown.
Oh yeah, we did Clown. We couldn't get bands to come out. So we've had the fortunate where we got so many bands applying that we could pick and choose which bands will play Maybash, and that's kind of how it's been.
That's an honor to have, to have a festival like this where you do have a lot of spots available for bands to play, and you still have too many spots or too many offers to play than you do have spots. And that's a great problem to have. And it really creates a magical music event. May Bash happening Memorial Day weekend. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You can get the full lineup of bands, the set times, and everything on Facebook, on the Facebook event. Just search for May Bash 2023, and you'll get all the information you need. Larry, tell us about surviving May Bash, why you're camping there. It is primitive camping. What does May Bash offer? What should I bring when I come to May Bash, and what shouldn't I not bring?
You should not bring your dog. You should not bring your children. But you should bring any and everything that would make yourself comfortable primitive camping. Mm-hmm. So there's, you know, Porta Johns out there that's available. We're looking into, but I can't promise, into building a shower out there. We will find that out as we get closer to Bay Bash. That's something that's in the works. We're always improving on the ground.
Yeah, you are.
So there's plenty of space, plenty of parking, plenty of shaded areas to put your tents and stuff. The ground is hard and level, so we can do campers and trailers, no problem out there.
Mm-hmm. Don't park near the fire pit.
Yeah, don't park near the fire pit, though. That would be too good. You know?
And don't start the fire until John says it's okay to start the fire.
Yeah. I found some old picture of me starting the fire all, you know. I don't know why I was doing it, but here I'm all like,
2016, the fire got started early and all hell broke loose. I was emceeing that night, and I just, you know, I said, screw it. I'm going to go take some mushrooms and hide over here.
There you go. So May Bash is what you make of it. It is what you bring to it. It is what you have fun and come out of it with. So you know, absolutely, that people will go out there are there to have fun, and they're social and they're nice and they just want to have fun, you know, and it is what you make of it. It's always a lot of fun, and you're going to make new friends. And once you go, if you've never been before, you're always going to keep going because it's a lot of fun.
It's a ton of fun. As far as the camping is primitive camping. So plan on that. There are Port-a-Johns. But make sure you come prepared, bring the toilet paper, bring your necessities, bug spray. Don't forget the bug spray because the mosquitoes are going to be out in full force, I'm sure. Don't you know? Oh,
yeah. And food. Don't forget the food.
Tell me about the food and how we can get invites.
Well, you can get invites. Talk to any of the bands playing on the list. If you happen to know them, ask them if they still have invites left. Otherwise it's just, you just go to the door and get that sorted out. It's not a big deal. Just bring cash to the door. The beautiful Des will be working that door, so just talk to her and she'll let you know what's up. So it can be just cash at the door too. But otherwise, to support the bands, they're also selling invites for the show. Food, we have somebody bring in some food, not a major vendor, but one young lady said she's going to bring some food out and stuff. But I would plan on pretty much bringing everything, though, that you would need for food, you know, just in case, you know, something gets screwed up or, you know, just come prepared, you know. And water and ice are usually a big thing, too. But there is a gas station only a mile away from May Bash, and it's not a big deal. Just, you know, take a car and run quick to get something, you know, that way also. So
Johnson's meat market is up the road, too, with all the meat and bacon that you need and stuff. My biggest advice for May Bashers, if you've had a beer or two or if you've been doing anything, don't drive. Don't drive out in 16 because that's just a bad decision.
Yeah, we would just ask you to, you know, use your head when it comes to that stuff. You know?
Yeah, don't be stupid. That's what it is. Larry.
Usually people are like, hey, I'm making a run. Anybody need anything? And usually like that, too. It's really cool.
We're almost out of time here. In fact, we are. May Bash is happening Memorial Day weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Get the full event lineup and all the band times at the Facebook event. Search for May Bash 2023. Go. If you've never gone to May Bash, go. You will have a great time. Larry, give our love to Des, please. We appreciate you.
I will.
And Tyler, great to meet you. And Ben, nice to meet you as well. Happy, happy May Bash to all of you.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing you out there. Yes.
Let's do
May
some
Bash.
Maybash, yeah. Let's do some Severed Head. It's Rictus Grin. It's Max Inc. Radio and Civic Media. We are local music.
Glass, just cradle you up your ass.